So hello and welcome to the podcast Learn, Break In, Connect, and it's with me, Tracy Matthews. So we are talking about learning Reiki healing at home. So before we get going, I just want to say a warm welcome to everybody. So how have you been? How's your week been? I know for me it's been a busy week and just juggling work and life. So if you've been following every week, you might have noticed that there wasn't a podcast last week because I'm kind of in the middle of doing things a little different. So I'm kind of mixing it up a little bit, and you will still hear from me weekly, but I'm going to bring a bit of variety. Now, what that looks like is doing guided meditations to really focus and help quieten the mind and just have those stop gaps in our busy lives, because they are really, really important. You'll be seeing a little bit more of me on the videos, just how we can use the energy, that light within us, to heal. And I'm also doing some new videos where I'm really going to be looking at how we can recognize and listen to our higher self, because there is an internal communication and sometimes we miss it, but that part of us loves us. And that's really why I kind of wanted to make sure that we can run through a lot of things, a lot of areas, and just how this internal communication works. And of course there's going to be the podcast, so follow me on YouTube. So really, this space, as I mentioned, it's really about helping each other, because there is the light that is within you. There's the light that's within me. It's in all of us. It's all-knowing. It's expansive. Now, one of the ways that we can connect to that part, hear it, is when we get quiet and we meditate. You know, when we hear this part, we then realise it communicates. And that is something that took me by surprise when I started my Reiki journey back in 2010. I just hadn't sort of quite really anticipated that there was that part that will guide us. It's got the knowledge, it's got wisdom, and it lets us know. And it lets us know when we're off track, and we just need to sort of understand, what does that look like? And that's why I've got this podcast, and I put it together, and I want to keep continuing it, because it's all about you and I tuning into that part of ourselves, the light, the soul, whatever we want to call it, the intuition, and just really using the power of our mind, which is something that Yasui has really brought in with his method of Reiki. So previously then, we discussed how to connect back with the higher self and Reiki. And I thought that was quite a timely one, because I don't know if this has happened to you, but there are times we kind of go on sort of like, I call it a walkabout, where you just go off and do other things. You're not doing anything wrong. It's just that you go and explore, or you don't do your meditation. Sometimes they are natural things that happen in life. We just simply pursue other things, or we just get busy. But then, in between that, we start to get a sense, an internal need to connect back. Now, that might sort of hit a chord or resonate with you. I know it's happened to me. And that's when we don't feel so good. There's just something that's a little bit off. You know, and that inner voice tries to let us know, or it might whisper to us, or we get a sense, you know, we must meditate, or we must do that course, or we must go to do yoga, or we must get out and walk more, because then we can sort of like free our mind up, or we've got to do that Reiki course. And this is what happens. I see this and hear this all the time. You know, by the time a person's got to either the in-person or we're over Skype, you know, they have been, if you like, nudged so many times. But, you know, it takes a little bit of time for us to sort of catch up and sort of connect those feelings and that feeling a little bit lost and sad, and we don't know why. So if that's you, you feel a little bit stuck, as it can happen, or you really want to start getting back into the swing of things, get back into meditation, I've put together on YouTube the 21 Days Meditation Challenge. Check it out, because each day you'll see me, I'll be sharing a tip, and I'll switch out the visual, and right there and then we go directly into a meditation. A lot of those videos are just 30 minutes, apart from the last few at the end, last three, where we just up it a little bit more. They are powerful. They are rewarding. Check it out. Do it every day. You know, I'm not saying anything to anybody else that I'm not doing myself at the moment. And, you know, it really helps. It really helps us to, especially when things are a little bit off, or we don't feel right, or we need to sort of, we're getting a sense that we need to change something, but we don't know what it is. So let's just jump straight in then with this week's, because we are talking about really learning Reiki healing at home. So we're going to look at a couple of things, you know, like, is learning Reiki at home the same as if you were learning with the traditional in-person courses? What are some of the powerful techniques that you're going to learn on your home learning? And why is learning Reiki at home so valuable? So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Just stay with me. Hit the subscribe button and just join me. And let's do this together. Okay. So let's go back to what we were just saying. Learning Reiki at home, is it the same as the traditional in-person Reiki courses? Well, to answer that, I just want to explain a little bit, like, how they both work. Because the in-person one, and that's the one that I did back in 2010. And to be fair, I've kind of done all my journey over the years with the Reiki courses. I have been more pulled to being in person, and that's, you know, I think it's a personal thing. Whereas the in-person is going to be face-to-face, you're going to be with somebody. And this can be either a two-day course, or a lot now are doing a one-day. And to be fair, this is something that I had to look at, because we're quite busy. And trying to sort of navigate and travel and put two full days in can be a little bit of a challenge for some. So you will quite often see a one full day, and that will also include additional support. So that will be something else that will be tagged onto that, which you can sort of do remotely, either via Skype. I choose Skype or WhatsApp video when we get together. Once we've done that full day, and then we will sort of have a Q&A, if you like, a support, and like more additional tools and how to move forward. So the course content that every Reiki teacher is working from is the same criteria for everybody. And that's even the online as well. So we don't deviate from that. And I think that's quite key. You're not going to be learning anything less or different from the home learning. So with going back to the in-person, there will be a personal attunement, and that will be one-to-one. And again, there may be a variation. You may get anything between on a level 1, 4 attunements, or 2 attunements. Level 2 is normally 2 attunements. So there is a little bit of variation on that, but the main thing is that you will have a personal attunement, and you'll have like practical demonstrations. So you're going to be with that person fully in your course. Now, I, with the one-day Reiki courses, this is the in-person, I personally teach one-to-one weekly on the one full day, and then we have a Skype call whilst they're doing their 21 days meditation. And then I help them and have the additional support on YouTube. Now, it just works for me. I've done the groups before when I first started off in 2017. I had sort of groups of two, threes and four. So you'll notice that some teachers run these on set days, and that's absolutely fine. And they'll put those dates out and they get a group, and that could be anything between 3 to 8 people, depending on the location, where they are, and the teacher room, etc. So it's just nice that people can choose. And I tend to draw those ones that want one-on-one. And for me as a teacher, the reason why, if I'm going to do an in-person, why I do one-on-one, it's purely because I've noticed when there is a group or there is a few people together, there's always going to be one or two that won't speak. And there'll be one or two, or one that will kind of talk. And I just like to know what's going on with everybody. I want to make sure that that person really does know what to do and has that opportunity. So that's a personal thing. And your teacher, they will do what feels right and navigate and work very beautifully around working with the dynamics of a group. And you might be that person that likes the more shared experience, talking and also then having the opportunity to listen to others. Now, I had a bit of both when I was learning through the years. I kind of like the one-to-one, and that's probably why that kind of resonates with me. And my clients like the one-to-one. So that space is theirs. And we can really sort of use that and get everything down. So the kind of person that's going to be drawn to an in-person Reiki course really thrives and really enjoys on that one-to-one connection. And it might be that's how you learn best. And I just think it's wonderful that if that's the way it works for you, and that's really good. But on the other hand, what we're talking about is the home learning Reiki courses, which are the ones that we do at home. Now, I want to sort of expand a little bit on that, because over the years, my inner guidance has been sort of nudging me to do online. And I don't know if you've sort of heard, I'm quite honest and open. Sometimes I dig my heels in. I'm not very sort of movable with some things. And I've learned now to listen to my guidance, because everybody is different. Everybody learns differently. So with the learning then of the Reiki courses at home, the format of these, like I mentioned, is the criteria is exactly the same. You're not getting any less of an in-person. So these are normally pre-recorded video-based modules. And that gives the person the opportunity to watch, listen, go over it again, and just sort of go back over modules and maybe listen or what didn't make sense, and you know, however way a person likes to sort of do an online. And with an online, you've normally got that indefinitely. That's yours once you've paid for it, and that is yours. And it's great, because then you can go back and then go over it again, and you'd be surprised what you've picked up and you missed the first time. So there'll be a lot of there'll be videos rather of how to do, like with demonstrations, so that you can see, because I think that's really important when you've got a course. You need to sort of see, well, what does it look like? There'll also be pre-recorded guided meditations and also the attunement process. And normally with an online, I would imagine, I mean, I've done mine exactly how I work with the in-person, but I will prepare a person before they go into attunement, help them to understand what an attunement is, so that they go in and understand. It's not a guided meditation. There is a difference. And of course, your course, your home learning, would explain that, and you would do the same preparation. The other thing with the home learning courses, there'll be modules that's going to help you. They're going to cover Q&A, sort of like the well-known questions. And they really are for level one and level two and master level. And, you know, there is always a question that people will ask. And it'll be not just one person, it's those regular type. And normally, and I've put that together, there'll be a module where you go over all those niggly little things that you go, oh, what if I need to do this? Or what about that? Or what? Sometimes it's called troubleshooting. Just so that you can sort of find your way. And of course, I guess the main thing with learning the Reiki healing courses at home, you can do it at your own pace. Now, this might work better for you because you're not doing it in the condensed one full day. You've got material to go back over and watch. So it's almost like, and the way that I've done mine is that I'm talking to the person. You'll hear me say, at this point, this is what I would do with the in-person. So I'm going to ask you now to blah, 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 blah. So that's sort of kind of how I do it. So you're getting that same kind of feeling for one-on-one. And I've got to be honest, I'm going to share the fact that I used to think that an in-person Reiki course was the best way to do a course. In fact, any course, because I've never really did, or up to that point, done an online. So I guess that was a bit foreign. So when my inner guidance, my inner voice, and I was getting a little bit of a twinge from my guides, start preparing, start doing it, I really didn't kind of get the full value until I did another course myself personally. And this was the first time I actually did an online course. It wasn't a Reiki one. It was in 2017. It was soul realignment. And if there's any of you out there, you'll know that soul realignment is really all about soul. The soul records, what you're here to do, and really helping you to understand patterns and cycles that we get stuck in. I've got to be honest with you, that was all video-based modules that changed my life. That opened up another part of my journey and that sort of appetite to learn more about who I was, because, you know, when we start doing our courses, we're starting to wake up. We're starting to get a sense of self and who we are. Now, the fact that that was an online module-based course didn't interfere with the outcome of how it transformed how I felt as a soul, a person, and just moving forward. So even then, even though my that part of me was still sort of saying, you know, look at that, I still wasn't sort of getting it by then. But that was my first, if you like, brush with an online. So what's your experience? And it's okay if you prefer the sort of like the in-person, or maybe you're somebody that just loves online. What's your experience? Have you done another course online? Do you prefer the online? Have you done your Reiki course online? You know, it's really great because now we've got an option. Now we've got a way that is more convenient and conducive in how we learn. Now, of course, during COVID, that really, I think, upsurged a lot of online courses, where that was the only way that we could learn. And it just so happens, and I know I've made this quite sort of openly honest, at that time I was doing my usual procrastination, and I was looking at hypnosis courses. I found one, did nothing, and then a year later we hit lockdown, and so I had to do my hypnosis and went online, and I was really surprised. Now, to do hypnosis, you have to do your case study. You have to do the format. You've got an assessor so that you're doing your work. The assessor marks, and they also look at your feedback, which is quite in depth with your case studies. But it's really powerful. And I just thought to myself, okay, online can be really amazing because it just means that you can go over things, think about it, sit, you know, chew it over a little bit. And of course, with all the written assessments and answers and all the stuff that you've got to put together, it, you know, there's no way around it. You've got to get your thinking cap on and someone's going to be marking it so that, you know, what you're doing is in alignment with the criteria. Now, move my experience on again. 2022 was the last online experience I had, and I did the QHHT hypnosis, which a lot of you might know Dolores Cannon's work, her books, but she left the most incredibly powerful hypnosis method behind, and hence QHHT, quantum healing hypnosis technique. That was a game changer. It's fantastic. And you know what, which I think is really very clever, you're actually really, they have filmed Dolores teaching the in-person classes. And of course, they've collated it all together to online. Now, for some of us, we just wouldn't be able to travel and, you know, do the in-person course and get from one side of, for travelling to the other side, to the US, because I'm in the UK. So, fantastic. I didn't feel one bit that I was receiving anything less than her in-person. In fact, if anything, they have moved really powerfully now to the online, because online courses are powerful. You can see that. I've actually come around to thinking that. And that's one of the reasons, finally, when I started to sort of stop digging my heels in and procrastinate, that's why I put level one and level two together. Because the power of this method of intentionally connecting with the light and then beginning that process of self-awakening and healing is incredible. So I guess the wonderful thing is that we've now got the option to either do in person or to do online. So the kind of person that's going to suit the online is really people that kind of want flexibility. They want to do it in their own time. Maybe their work schedule does not allow a full day off. Maybe you don't want to use a whole day of your holiday to do something like that. Or maybe you do. But for those that sort of like, you've got childcare, you've got pets, and it's all getting a bit too busy, and it's a thing that keeps getting put off. Well, the online is incredible. And it's for those that are kind of a little bit more independent learners. You know, I love online. And as long as there is a certain criteria, and we're going to go through what the Reiki ones are and the certification and how it works. Really incredible. So you can do it in your own time. And for some, that might be early morning. For some, it might be getting into bed early. That's what I like to do. And that's what I did with Dolores's one. Get my laptop there, my notepad, and really sit there and gobble it up. I mean, I went through that course several times. And even though I'm now done the case studies, which took me 8 months to do, because they're quite intense and quite thorough, you know, I will still go over and pick out bits, and I will still go over bits, because that's the wonderful thing with online. So that really gets us back to really, you know, what's the powerful techniques then? What is it that you're going to learn by doing the learning Reiki course at home? Well, you're going to learn how to meditate, how to take the hit and miss out of it. Connect with the light that's within yourself. Recognize that light. Know what it is, because sometimes we don't even have a vocabulary for it. Sometimes we don't know what that is. So it's really powerful. It's wonderful. It's like a coming together, a recognition of who we really are. And then we wake up. So it's really a powerful process. You know, Yusui's method helps us to know how to connect with Reiki. And Reiki, again, we look at what Reiki really is, because that's a Japanese word. Wisdom of God, power of God, and the universal life force energy. So Yusui knew how to meditate. He was a monk. But what he found is there was a way of connecting in with the light, connecting in with source energy whilst we meditate and work with that energy, which is fantastic. You know, there's more. Managing sensitivity. That's a big one. The amount of us that go through so many things in our lives, and at the core of it, and this is what I find so incredible, and I've done on quite a few podcasts on it, like clairsentience, also clairaudience, which is clear hearing, and also clairvoyancy. But really, when we look at it on face value, it looks one way, but when we get to the core, and quite often there is a spiritual meaning to things, it makes sense. It gives us the answer. It actually helps us to manage these kind of levels of sensitivities and embrace your gift. This is something that most of my life, especially up to my 20s, my 30s, even as a child, I felt everything. And how that looked, well, it looked like there was something not right with me. You know, and it's sort of like there's a weakness there. There's, you know, oh, you can't do that. Oh, she's a bit this. And, you know, and I even sort of bought into it myself until I realized, wow, this is a gift. So then once we take that, understand it, then we can start really using these gifts. I use my clairsentience in my work. It never fails. I feel it before I know it, and then I know it, and so on. And you probably might be nodding yourself right now, because it's not until we realise how it looks that we're able then to understand ourselves and why we behave that way. You know, why do we shrink from a crowd? You know, I'm not a lover of a crowd, but now I can go in a crowd with techniques. And that's one of the things that's covered in the home learning Reiki courses. And you know what? Following that is boundaries. Using energetic protection. And that protection, we explain what it is, what it's not. And it's not that everybody is so negative and bad. That's not how this works. Because I think it's true, we can all be a bit negative on occasions. This is about boundaries. It's healthy. And, you know, and putting these energetically in place really makes a difference. And with level one, we realise now what that light is, how to get the best out of our meditation, how we tune into energy, and then we can share that light with others. And that's your family, your friends, and your pets, because that's really important too. For dogs, cats, horses, whatever your pet is, you're able to share that. Now, level two, we actually grow and we expand that continual personal development even more, because we really get outside of the limitation of our physical 3D life. Time only exists here on our planet. It doesn't exist outside. And that's incredible. It's beautiful. And this is how we arrive at distant healing. How to do it? I mean, there's various methods, various ways. And you'll be shown different ones. And then you will then look at what best suits you. Timelines. Level two timelines is so poignant. It is so powerful. That's all about our healing, healing what affected us, whatever level of trauma, things that are sticking points that we can't move on from. Something which I often refer to what's called imprint. When something's made a mark on you and you can't move forward. And that's really incredible. You know, we keep hearing it. All the answers are within us. Well, how? This is one way with the home learning Reiki courses. And learning how we can do it. And a lot of this stuff is quite sort of consciously we don't realise what we are subconsciously doing. When we start tying and marrying this up and use the power of our mind, it's incredible. And that's one of the things that you learn from this home learning. Something else which might really resonate with you, and that's the power of sound resonance. Crystals. How to charge them. You know, looking at these powerful symbols that Yasui brought in later on. What do they mean? You know, and it's just incredible. And level two, even with the online, will always have and will require reflective practice. Because that's really important. You know, to me, the Reiki courses are like the foundation of living a meaningful and happy life. Because it really helps you to navigate, go through life practically. And that means every day, coping with stress, anxiety, what's causing, what's behind it. We're not sort of healing the symptoms. You see, we was very clear that this sort of stuff starts in the mind, it starts in our emotions. These are telltale signals. And of course, what happens the last place, it ends up as on the physical body. And how we can really start tuning in to that. Listening in to the inner voice. And what you were talking about, intuiting the communication. You know, that's the part that will try to get your attention. It does. It's just that sometimes we miss it. And it's not until something either happens or something goes awry and then we've got that time on our hands and then we realise, I need to do A, I need to do B, C. It's almost like we're forced to listen. So I guess that final part then will, you know, why is learning Reiki healing course at home so valuable? Well, it has the same power as the in-person. It changes life from the inside out. It really does. It's the same content as the in-person. Trust me, it really is the same content. It's powerful. And it's going to really help you to navigate the world around you from an energetic perspective. And that's what I mean when we live life from the inside out, because that's when we understand what really everything else is around us, so that we can live it, so we can find more joy, get the happiness, start looking within, listening to that part when we are slightly off path. You know, I talk about this lot, you know, and what happened to me. And how the soul, the body can use pain even to get our attention. Dolores talks about this. She talks about this a lot. So it's really incredible. It helps us to wake up on our path and really recognize that light that's within. Recognize the light, tune into that light. And meditate powerfully so that we can deal with all what comes along on our path and in our life. So a question that people ask when learning Reiki at home, is it a recognized certificate? Well, level one, the answer is yes, they are recognized, but I kind of want to sort of let you know that what level one is. Because level one is a personal development. It is a certificate course, but you can't work or ask for a donation or money or anything like that with level one. That's normally on a level two. So level one has always and traditionally been a personal getting to know how to meditate, tuning into the light, and using that for free on your friends, your family, and your pets. Now, this is where level two is where you must have done level one. That's a prerequisite. And if you sort of go on the online and you've jumped into a level two and you decide then, yes, I want to sort of work with a, for insurance reasons, they will check on that. That is something that has to be. You have to have done your level one and have a certificate and had a little practice with friends and family. Level two, you will need to do reflective practice, even if you don't use it as a professional certification. Because when you hold that space for others, it's incredible. This is actually part of your certificate. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of a while to sort of get that down. And sometimes, you know, life gets in the way. We have holidays or we don't feel very well. And that's fine. But that is really the part. Because if you choose to use an online course as the Reiki Level 2 professionally, the insurance companies will want proof of reflective practice. Now, I know that from the other side, when we were in COVID with my learning, I had to do it online. So this is where I had to give proof. The assessor gave reference and all that. It is something you can't get away with. So it's not something to skip. That's obviously if you want. In terms, if you're not going to be using it for level two, we would really encourage, and of course it is part of the certification, is to do some reflective practice. Have a go at some of these incredible things. Even if you never use it again on anybody, it's life-changing. It's incredible. And that's really part of your level two. And just also to add on this, you can also learn Reiki via Skype Live. And I've put this as an option for those, because this is where you get your live attunements, where you see each other face to face. And this is another pretty powerful way of the home learning. So there is a certain criteria, and the home learning Reiki course is powerful. They are certificated courses. They are the ones for me. I know you can do some free ones, which will cover everything. And that might be something that is out there that kind of works for you. But for most people, they want some level of certification. And even if, like, level two, you're not thinking of becoming a practitioner, but you know that you've got the most out of your second degree of your Sui Reiki. You've got the most out of it, and it's going to serve you. And of course, things change. And it's really interesting, because when I started off on level one, I only wanted to do level one. Well, I did not want to. My mind wasn't even on this. And then a year later, I did my level two. I wasn't even thinking about doing it. And all of a sudden, I was thinking, oh, I'm getting that feeling like I want to help others and hold that space. And then at the time, I was a therapist. And I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm going to start doing some Reiki healings. But the level two already prepared me for that. So we never know what's going to happen sometimes. And then, of course, for me, it went on to master level, which I was just like, no. And then 5 years later, I did my teacher. And again, that was just like, no. But you'll never know. You know, that part of you, that inner voice. Our path becomes more and more, if you like, the light shines on it. And, you know, this is incredible. This home learning, however way that feels right to you. But I think it's really, really good just to spend some time and just how powerful online courses really are, because I know that they have been. So you might sort of want to sort of ask yourself, where are you on that? Does the online Reiki home learning course resonate with you? Or maybe doing it over the Skype and seeing somebody and doing it live right there and then, rather than the pre-recorded. Or you might want to go and seek out and look for an in-person. But the beautiful thing is now we have choice. But something that inner part or my inner voice, and I'm glad I've listened to it, I see the value of it. And I see just how powerful it is. So I hope you found this useful this week. You never know, that might be something that you've been considering or thinking about. So I hope that will help you to make your decision. And if you were thinking that you were going to get less on an online home learning, not the case. You might want to check out the online Reiki courses and see for yourself. So, like I said, I am going to be mixing things up a little bit. Like I mentioned just when we got going, going to do a bit more guided meditation. I want some more videos where you're going to be using this energy, this light within, and how we get that down and heal. And videos dedicated to recognizing and listening to the internal communication of the higher self. So don't miss that. And of course, I've got the podcast, which you'll be able to listen to. So hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of it. And get onto YouTube. That's where you will find me the most. So please join me there. But of course, you will be able to catch up with the podcast on Spotify and, of course, on the other platforms as well. So you might want to visit the website at learnreikiandconnect.co.uk, and you're going to find it all there. Home learning. Now you understand a little bit more just how powerful this online Reiki healing and how we can do it at home. Or you might want to be doing it over Skype and working it that way. And of course, you've got the Dolores Cannon QHHT hypnosis sessions available, which are in person. And of course, the Akashic Records and an incredible online course, all to do with the art of dowsing and how to get answers, again, from that part. So it was lovely to speak with you, and really look forward to catching up with you soon. Like I said, head over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button, and I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon. So bye for now.